This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Michael Rank is doubling down on his musical move to funk and soul. The Triangle-based singer-songwriter was known for his stonesy outlaw country swagger and dusty folk on a series of recordings before pivoting to Sly and the Family Stone and D'Angelo on last year's Another Love. I Fell in Love with You Tonight moves more firmly into the funk camp with help from guitarist and producer Brian Dennis. Both men are here to explain it all. Good morning.
Good morning.
No pressure there.
None at all. We've been listening to Tell Me, which is about as smooth as it gets on this record.
Cool.
Yeah, I love that sound. There are other sounds on here that remind me of the time in the SOS band and Prince and that whole Flight Time production thing.
That stuff is and was a huge influence on me. You know what I mean? The whole Prince camp. But we were, you know, we talked about the SOS band, and there were all these references sort of floating around while we were making the record. And to hear people bring up, I think Michael and I both feel this way, like anytime somebody points out a reference to a sound or something like that that's would take some deep listening, you know, it's always very flattering.
Tell me once again. Gonna wake up as you may. I'm so
feels like there's a sense of exuberance when I listen to this record, and I can almost feel you, Michael, or you, Brian, going, oh, where are we going to put this? I found this great sound.
Early on, I really became kind of fixated with the idea of this sort of sonic palette that sort of embraced a retro sci-fi sound. What I mean by that is like sounds that would have sounded futuristic, you know, to a listener, musician at the end of the 70s. And I was listening a lot with Marvin Gaye's I Want You album, which to me has this real sexy space age vibe. Obviously I was really, you know, I'm drawn to Nile Rodgers' style.
He's
just with
big.
Everything he touches, with everything he does, even to the extent of like there are several tracks when I wrote, I purposely, you know, started with the chorus, and that's a total Nile Rodgers thing.
You did that with this Love. Back Again brings in the keyboard horns and some very funky bass playing again. And then there's that weird, like, mountain flute, pan flute sound on there, too.
Man, I was just listening to that in the car on the way over here.
I love that track.
I love that. I do, too. And that sound, I just heard it in the car on the way over. And it's one of my favorite sounds on that record. You know,
it really surprises you.
I think, to me, that I have... I'll say this... Michael's really, really great. He really knows at the start of a record like what he's going for and like his vision for, you know, the path of the entire album and what the songs are going to sound like, and listens to records and has really, really great examples of things just to check out or very specific sounds. And I'll either already know it, you know, just because we have sort of the same reference points, or I'll go check it out. But then I flip it back and immediately start rattling off like what it is that makes that sound, because I'm such a geek in that sense of like, that's this and this and this plugged into this, you know.
You can explain it.
Yeah. And I go, oh, we can totally do it. You know what I mean? Or we can find it or whatever. But that sound is off of a Rufus record with Chaka Khan. I had that Greatest Hits. I drove to L.A. when I was 19 or something. And that was like almost the only tape I listened to all the way across country.
And it stuck.
Yeah, and it's also sort of in Lady Cab Driver with Prince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that track's got one of my favorite bass lines too.
Yeah.
when I heard hear that sound, and I thought, I wonder if Michael has ever thought about writing for somebody, because not only do you do a great job on that, but all of a sudden I thought, man, Sade would kill that song and probably kill for it.
Have at it.
Yeah.
that would be great.
That'd be a good little income generator.
That was a fun song too. Brian and I, one of my favorite things about this album was, you know, we'd be mixing, which is normally, you know, an artist's one of the last stops, on the train. And we'd still have all these old synths and gear, and we really, one of us would still just kind of hear, hey, I'm starting to hear now another thing. And we would just start tracking parts while we were mixing, which is, for two people who just love being in the studio, that's kind of where Brian and I are both happiest, I think, creating that, is in the studio. It was so much fun. It's like, you know what I mean? You're doing this thing where, in my past history, that was like the end of the game. And that's just, this time it was like, well, the game's still afoot, happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And that song in particular, we did a lot of that. Like that whole intro, the dun, 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 which made us both think of Danceteria, that whole early 80s.
That downtown New York vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. That came out of that, and we had in the middle, and then I was like, man, that's so cool. What if we, brought it up to the front too? And there's a lot of synth stuff on that track that we were just doing while we're mixing the song. Which I love.
Michael Rank's new record is called I Fell in Love with You Tonight. He got some help from producer and guitarist Brian Dennis, and it's out now. You can hear more of Michael's music online at wuncmusic.org and on 91.5 HD2. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, man.
This is woman that I see.